Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A volatile trading day today with the grain futures. Mostly a big surprise here in the corn. Everybody was anticipating a bearish corn report today, but then it came out at 11 a.m. Central Time and rallied quite strong, closing 20 cents higher in March at 432 and a quarter. Again, that was a big surprise, as most people thought that the report would be bearish and it would go touch $4. Now, the low of the day was 406 and a quarter, so it got close, but then we closed again at just over 430 in the corn. December 14 and December 15, corn were also higher today, up about 18 cents each. Wheat futures were the big surprise to the downside. Wheat futures made new contract lows today with the July 2014 Kansas City wheat, trading as low as 618 and three quarters before closing at around 625, down 8 cents. And the Chicago wheat on the front end was down 17. Soybeans were stronger across the board, but really finished the day about where we started, up about 5 cents in the March at 1279 and a quarter. That November 14 remains weak, closed below $11 at about 1099, down 2 cents. So a lot of surprises today, and that big report is behind us now, so we can look forward to the next report, which will be next month.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
The USDA production report this morning showed corn production in 2013 was 13.925 billion bushels, lower than the guess of 14.066, and their yield was 158.8. Soybean production came in at 3.289, 10 million bushels more than the average guess, and the yield was the same at 43.3. And then if you look at ending stocks, we had wheat at 608 million bushels. The average guess was 557, so that was bearish. Corn ending stocks were bullish at 1.631 billion bushels, about 250 million bushels lower than the average guess. And then soybeans were right in line with the guess at 150 million bushels. And then global ending stocks for wheat were bearish at 185.4 million metric tons, about 3 million over the average guess. Corn was 3 million but less than the average guess at 160.23. And beans were a touch bearish here, about 800,000 less. Winter wheat seedings, the total winter wheat planting was 41.892 million acres, about 1.7 million acres less than the average guess. So that was at first thought to be positive. But in the end of the day, ended up not really mattering, as the ending stocks were more important here over the planted acres.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers this afternoon, February live cattle were up 15 cents at 136.70. January feeders were down half a dollar at 168.65. And February lean hogs were up 57 cents at 85.82. In the grains, Kansas City March wheat was down 13 cents at 626 even. Chicago March wheat down 15 and a quarter at 569. Chicago March corn up 20 and three quarter cents at 432 and three quarters. And January soybeans were up 7.5 cents at 1303 and three quarters. March cotton was down 22 points on the day at 82.59 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.